One, two, three, four, five. No way.
That's your card, right?
7 of clubs! That is amazing!
It's not amazing. All magic tricks are merely a combination of manipulation and misdirection, with the occasional dwarf in a box wiggling his feet.
Oh, really? So, how did I do it?
Well, I don't care how you did it. Yeah, I have more important things to think about. Now, clearly, the cards are marked.
I thought you had more important things to think about.
But I do. You happen to have caught me on a break. Oh, let me see those cards.
Oh, big deal. Not knowing is part of the fun.
Not knowing is part of the fun. Was that the motto of your community college?
Our whole universe was in a hot, dense state that nearly 14 billion years ago expansion started. Wait, the Earth began to cool, the autotrophs began to drool, Neanderthals developed tools, we built a wall.
We built the pyramids, math, science, history, unraveling the mystery that all started with a big bang.
Hey everybody, welcome back to PMS, the Perpetual Motion Squad, a Big Bang Theory fan podcast, and we are your hosts, Big Bang Theory super fans, Kat.
And Bull.
And we just love talking all things Big Bang Theory.
Oh, yeah. We are Big Bang super fans. And quite rightly so.
Start the week off with a bang, baby.
Yeah. Starting the week off with a bang is always a good thing. Bang me, baby. Bang me.
Well, this episode definitely starts off with a bang.
It certainly does. I swear to God, we've actually had coffee, so that's why we're a little bit hello up and all over the place.
Now, hello.
Hello.
Every time you do that, it makes me think of Martin Short in Father of the Bride.
Yeah. Oh, hello. Now, before we get started on this, a couple of weeks ago, before we went on to our, Christmas break, I had actually said, where in the world are you listening to PMS? Now, obviously, we know that Courtney is listening to us in England. Hi there. Hi again, Courtney. I've never been to England, but I'm definitely going to go there on my bucket list.
Oh, it's beautiful.
But we've had a new entry, so we've got Rob. So welcome, Rob, to the PMS family. Good to have you along. And he is actually listening to us from San Antonio, Texas.
Remember the Alamo.
I was thinking more along lines of Sheldon being a Texan man. The home of the ribs.
And shake twice for Texas.
So,
San Antonio is a beautiful city. I got to visit there briefly and go to the Alamo, which was amazing.
On a completely unrelated topic, Ozzy Osbourne, when he was a lot younger and rather intoxicated, took a whiz on the Alamo, and he was actually banned from Texas. I think it was only in I don't know whether he's banned, but something happened to him that he couldn't go back there. But anyway, it took him, I think it was 2016 or 17. He actually went back and made an amends at the Alamo for doing that. But it was the most disrespectful thing that anyone could
Very
ever
much
do.
So.
So welcome, Rob, to the PMS family. Awesome to have you along. And thank you very much for contributing and listening to our little PMS family podcast. It's awesome. So yes, San Antonio, Texas. So everyone, you can still answer the questions. They're always up there. PerpetualMotionSquad00@gmail.com if you want to reach out to me directly or just answer it on Spotify. Now, this week's episode, I'm sorry to say, that I am going to rip someone a new one. And I think I'm quite justified in saying that. But what episode are we doing today?
It's season 4, episode 18, The Prestidigitation Approximation.
I'm glad you did that because I had no idea how to even pronounce the prestidigitation. I'm going to defer to your good knowledge of how to say that.
I used to live in the magic world. So
that's a huge mouthful of words. So the episode, so what did we think of this episode?
I like this episode. I like how the gang secretly gangs up on Sheldon.
I do like it. As I was saying to you before we did this episode, I don't think that the Priya episodes that center around her or a little bit around her are the strongest. She's not an integral character really in the show. But I really think that the last couple of episodes that have been with Priya, they haven't been very strong at all, unfortunately.
But this one, I thought, actually really even though it had some uncomfortable moments, I thought that it really moved forward the storyline of Leonard and Penny.
I mean, I want to say yes, but I don't see that it really moved along at a huge amount. I mean, you could see that Leonard was uncomfortable asking what he asked.
No, but we'll get into that when we get into it. I'll explain when we get into it.
All right, okay. So this episode opens up where we find Priya and Leonard in bed together at Leonard's place. And of course, they're... And I love it how...
Bow wow.
Yes, they've just finished this. They've just finished the cyber nasty. And...
cyber nasty. What, you think he's going to throw his shoulder out or something?
They were doing the dance with no pants. Let's leave it at that. Gonna have to put a censorship right across.
He's totally derailed on this one.
Put a censorship right across your big mouth. Look at that, Leonard.
How rude!
I read. But I love it how Leonard looks at Priya and goes, "Is it racially insensitive of me that I wanted to try out some of the stuff from the Kama Sutra?" And she's like, "Well, just." Because you think that, just you're in bed with an Indian woman, thinks that you can actually just do those sort of things out of this ancient love text. And
he's like, well, if you find a book saying weird sex with white boys, I'd be okay with that.
But he puts on his glasses and she's like, oh, have you ever thought of getting contacts? And he's like, yeah,
He does have pretty eyes.
Apparently he does. But I mean, he's like, yeah, I did try it at one stage, but it didn't work out. And she goes, well, it's such a shame that you don't have context because, you're about to see, you could actually see what we're about to do. And he's like, well, that's okay. I'll just say it,
infer from context.
Yeah, exactly. So then we transition from there over to the cafeteria and Howard is doing a magic trick and Sheldon is like looking, saying, really, come on, magic tricks? Is this really how you want to, spend your time?
Spend your time. Wouldn't you be better off creating some sort of giga or doodad that I could give you credit for in my Nobel Prize acceptance speech?
Yeah. And
Sheldon is so condescending.
So anyway, Howard performs the trick. Now, we actually learn, if you want to do a spoiler alert now, that Howard and Raj have set this whole thing up. So when Howard says, pick a card, so Raj picks a card and he goes, okay, remember your card, put it back in the deck. And he goes, okay, so what's your birthday? What was Raj's birthday?
October 6th.
Right. So then he goes, six plus zero, zero, add one, that's seven. Put your seventh card down.
Seventh card? Yeah.
And of course, when he gets to it, it's not his card at all. But he goes, is that your card? And he goes, oh my God, you're blowing my mind. Absolutely. And of course, Sheldon's like looking like, okay. And of course, he is. I mean, obviously he's completely befuddled of how he did this magic trick, but we really now have this whole thing where Sheldon is now hell-bent
trying to figure it out. Not that anybody cares, but if anybody's interested, the way that Raj shuffled the cards was called a Hindu shuffle.
Was it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah. I used to be married to a card magician, one of the top five card magicians in the world. So, yeah, I know a couple of things.
There we go. She does, actually.
I know more about card magic, close-up card magic, than any layperson should ever have to know.
So, really, in a Turkish prison, she's getting out of prison if they ask her about card tricks.
No, because I can't do any of it.
But I really like it how, Sheldon does mock Howard about the card trick.
Oh, he is so cruelly condescending.
But regardless of however he's mocking him, he's going to unravel this. He's like, I'm going to find out how you do it. And it's amazing of what he comes up with. So Leonard comes in with oh my God, this is an amazing thing. So they're all sitting at the cafeteria and here comes Leonard. And Leonard comes in and he can't see jack shit. He
crashes everywhere.
He hits into a person. Then this woman is having some cake. He bumps into her, which basically almost her face goes into it. Then he knocks over another woman's tray of drinks. And he trips over and knocks a guy over. And he stands in front of the guys. And he's like, oh, I got new contacts. But he looks the way, when the camera looks towards the guys, it's fuzzy. Now, you said to me, that's not the way it looks.
Well, no, it's not. Because anyone who wears contacts knows they may not always be comfortable, but it does not make the vision blurry. If they did, he never would have been allowed out of the optometrist office. and he wouldn't have been able to drive to work.
Yeah, because the way that that Leonard is looking at the guys, he is squinting so hard that it's, I mean, he's almost got two little slits in his eyes. He can barely see.
It's completely wrong the way that they're portraying the contacts.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I don't know anybody.
He wouldn't be crashing into things. He wouldn't be able to drive.
Well, see, I don't know anyone other than you that's worn contact lenses. Yeah.
I'll tell you right now, if they made his vision that blurry or were that uncomfortable, the doctor never would have let him out of the office with them.
But, you know, it's really interesting. Do you remember that episode where they go to Sheldon is sick and they go to see the Planet of the Apes movie marathon?
Yeah.
And he drops his glasses and it's broken. And then he gets the cell phone because he's trying to dial the number. And he has literally got the phone right against his face trying to see the numbers. I mean, without his glasses, his vision is zero.
He's legally blind without his glasses.
Yeah.
And I can relate to that because before I had my eyes done, I was too.
So
I wasn't that bad, but yeah, I get
it. So when you see him squinting so hard to try and figure out where he is, yeah, obviously any optometrist worth a damn wouldn't actually, you
know. They wouldn't have let him out of the office. So yeah, this is completely.
But it's still fun to see as he walks into the cafeteria, how he barrels through, you know, four people and almost knocks them out. So then we go back to the apartment from the cafeteria and we're in, you know, the apartment. In Sheldon and Leonard's apartment. And of course, Howard's doing the magic trick to Penny. Mm-hmm. And Penny says, oh my God, you know, wow, it's exactly my card. And I like it.
And this is where you start to realize that the whole gang is in on it.
They're all in on trying to befuddle Sheldon. So they look at
Sheldon. Way too much fun. Never gets old.
I like it how she looks at Sheldon. She goes, do you know how he did it? And Sheldon's got this look, as Penny does say, oh, you've got that same look that my nephew gets when he wants to figure out how I got his nose. And so
I love that line.
And of course, this is where they're sitting there. They're having, you know, dinner, I guess. And she says to Howard, I think I know how you did it. And Sheldon's the first one to jump up and go, oh, please, if I can't figure it out, you certainly can't figure it out. And she goes over and she whispers to Howard in his ear and he goes, oh my God, that's right. And she goes, oh, see, it's not too bad for a community college dropout.
Who doesn't know what axiomatic means.
Yeah, because as Sheldon says, it's axiomatically incorrect.
If I can't figure it out, then you certainly can't. That's just axiomatic.
Yeah. So, and now we see into the apartment comes Priya and Leonard. And Priya's actually taken Leonard for some brand new clothes. And he looks really good.
He does look really
good. I mean, look, getting him, and Penny does state, you know, it's a
good
it's
for
wonderful.
You. I couldn't get him out of that hoodie. He always looked like a mannequin in the boys' department.
Yeah. But, you know, he looks really, really great. And I think that seeing Leonard out of the hoodies, which we find out why it is that he wears hoodies all the time.
Yeah.
The reason that he wears hoodies all the time.
Well, no, we've already found that out because we've already done that episode.
Oh, well, anyone that can't remember, he always wears hoodies because Sheldon likes the thermostat set to 73 degrees and anything above or below that.
And so, Leonard's always cold.
Yeah. So basically it's always, well, you're cold, put on a hoodie. So that's why Leonard is always wearing a hoodie around the apartment. And that's his outfit that he always wears. So when Priya comes in with this brand new outfit that she's picked out for him, he looks really, really good.
Yeah, he does look really nice.
So, of course, as they walk away into his bedroom to put his clothes away.
And it's nice to see him look like an adult.
He does. Howard actually says, you know,
are you okay with them doing it every day?
That's right. And Penny says, well, I don't care who he's dating. And he goes, oh.
I was talking to Raj.
So obviously we see that Penny's still got some residual feelings for Leonard and she's trying very hard to hide it. I mean, she's not very hard, but she's doing a good job to hide it, but she's being very supportive, but she's still got something there. And of course, you know, she does say I'm glad that he's dating somebody. And then she sort of like looks around and nobody's actually asked her the question. And she's like, oh, not that anyone actually asked. And so meanwhile, when we're back in Leonard's bedroom, Priya's going through his wardrobe and happens to see a couple of Star Trek uniforms and does say to him, don't you think it's rather strange that your ex-girlfriend is hanging around.
Well, I thought it was funny when she said, how many Star Trek uniforms do you have? And he says, oh, two, you know, every day in dress.
Yeah.
But one of the uniforms that she, the sleeve that she pulled out was actually a Battlestar Galactica flight suit.
I thought it was. I thought he only had one Battlestar. Yeah. I thought he only had one.
And I also find it hilarious when he says to her, if I asked you to put on a, if I got a Lieutenant Uhura uniform, would you consider wearing it? And she's like, it's a great source of shame that my brother has that uniform. So we're not going to discuss that.
Now, Sheldon, sorry, not Sheldon. Leonard does actually have a uniform from Next Generation. He has Captain Picard's.
Yes. Yes, he does.
But he's got another one in there. He's got a yellow one, which is the one I'm guessing from the very first Star Trek, which would be Shatner's uniform. So he's got two plus a Battlestar Galactica uniform.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because I remember that in that scene where they were taking photographs, he was in the Next Generation.
Yeah.
Picard one. Leonard does say, well, yeah, the only time that I ever hear from my ex-girlfriends is if their hard drives crash.
Yeah.
So we're starting to think that maybe there is
Priya's a little jealous of Penny always being around. But the thing is she's friends with the rest of the guys, not just Leonard.
Yeah. And what Priya is essentially asking Leonard to do is sever all ties with Penny, get her out of the apartment, get her out of your life, get her away from where you are, and then I'll be comfortable. Now, that is more about her insecurities than him.
Absolutely.
It's not a big ego for Leonard to sit there and go, oh, my ex-girlfriend's hanging around. He doesn't think that. Leonard is a one-woman guy. So when he's with Priya, he's with Priya. If he was with Penny, he's with Penny. He doesn't actually go cheating and looking for other women. So
although I did have that happen once where I was friends with a guy. We dated very briefly. We only went out like two or three times and then decided we were just better off as friends. And he started seeing somebody and came back and said that he couldn't hang out with me anymore because he's dating somebody. I can't be friends with a woman if I'm dating somebody. And it's like, well, oh, that's
please.
Yeah. Seriously.
You know, no, that's ridiculous. And that, look, that speaks more volumes about him than what it does about you.
Oh, God.
Yeah. But I think that what Priya is saying, and I'm sorry, I'm going to bash Priya on this episode. I think what
you never really liked Priya anyway.
I don't like Priya, but that's wrong. I haven't had anything against Priya up until this point. But when Priya starts saying to Leonard, get rid of Penny, get her away from your life, I want to be with you wholly and solely. And she's asking him to go and do it on her behalf.
Yeah.
Which, okay, that's fine. Ask him. But I don't really think it's appropriate that Leonard has to break off away from Penny when she is friends with Sheldon, she's friends with Howard and Raj. It's not fair.
No.
And the fact is that Priya, when I look at Leonard, I think to myself that Leonard could be in a group full of naked women. If he is with Priya, he will not touch any woman in that room other than Priya.
He honestly wouldn't even look.
No. So for her to be so weirded out about the fact that Penny hangs around the apartment and hangs around Leonard, I'm sorry, she is so insecure. And that speaks more volumes about her, and I don't like her in this episode. I really don't. So then we see after this whole conversation of, can you please speak to Penny about, you know, maybe just leaving your life altogether? We see that Leonard's down in the Penny's down in the laundry room, and Leonard comes down to do his laundry. And of course, Penny saves Leonard's brand new silk shirt because he was going to put it wash. And I love it as she goes, what would you do without me? And and she goes on to compliment Leonard's choice about Priya as a real winner. And this is where Leonard goes to say, well, hang on. Okay, I need to speak to you about something. And he starts to talk about, have you ever heard about there's a bird in the Galapagos Islands?
Yeah, Darwin's theory of the finches in the Galapagos Islands.
Yeah. And she's like, did they make a movie of it? And he goes, no. And then she goes, then no. And it basically is the conversation of when a new bird comes into the nest of an old boy of a bird that's been there before, the other bird leaves without coming back, and the new bird takes its territory. And really what he's trying to say in a roundabout sort of way is Priya's in, she doesn't want you to be the old bird in the new nest, in the same nest. So what she wants you to do is essentially don't come around the apartment, don't speak to me, don't look at me, don't want to, she needs you to go away. And so Penny says, you know, one thing I really love about speaking to you.
Because he's like, Leonard, well, what can we learn from this? And she's like, a bird in the hand is worth two in the bush. And he's like, yeah, well, that's got birds in it. So, okay, that'll do.
And I like it when she walks out and he goes, well, I don't care about what anyone says. I call that as a definite yes, that's a win.
Now, do you have any interest at all in knowing what Darwin's theory actually was?
Absolutely.
So so the finches on the Galapagos Islands, some were large, some were small, and each one was suited to the availability of particular foodstuffs. Eventually, Darwin theorized that different species of finches had evolved on different islands, and their distinctive beaks were an adaptation to distinct natural habitats or environmental riches.
Oh, okay. So that's what he's basically saying.
Yeah.
In a roundabout sort of way.
Yeah.
Now, what I love about this scene where I hate Priya again is that later they're in bed together. There's Priya and Leonard in bed together.
Yeah, they just had sex.
And Priya says, oh, did you speak to Penny about that issue?
That is not the time to bring this up.
No. And he goes, oh, absolutely. And she goes, I hope you weren't cruel to her. Priya, you don't give a flying shit whether you were cruel or not. You want Leonard away from Penny, so you don't care how he does it.
No.
So he's like,
you don't care if Penny's hurt or not.
Exactly. She doesn't, you know, and she's like, well, I genuinely like Penny. And he goes, well, she likes you too. Yeah. But, you know, she's still, you know.
Well, and that's the thing is when Penny said that she liked Priya, he's like, well, she likes you too. And Penny's like, no, she doesn't. And he's like, yeah, no, she doesn't.
Yeah. That scene's coming up, which I still, it's.
Well, really, no, it was when they were in the laundry room.
No. This is when they're coming down the stairs. When he was actually seeing
whatever.
Her.
Whatever. When he,
I know where the
whatever
area was.
Don't waste time.
I pay attention. So that whole issue of asking him whether he did break it off completely with Penny is not the greatest place to do it in bed.
No.
But she's trying to feign the old, oh, well, I'm so sorry that she's upset. If she's upset, I'm so sorry. Mm-hmm. I hope you weren't mean to her.
Yeah,
whatever,
she is just not an authentic person.
No, she's not a nice person in this situation. So, you know, the whole thing of the magic trick is still befuddling Sheldon. He's growing very obsessive with understanding how his magic trick works. And he goes so far as hacking into the Oak Ridge National Laboratory supercomputer to analyze shuffling patterns and looks into procuring uranium-235 off Craigslist after wondering if Howard used a radioactive tracer.
Which, by the way, uranium-235 is a nuclear weapons-grade fissile material under the strictest international control, but it is only a fairly weak emitter of radiation as long as you don't pile too much of it together and cause a criticality accident.
Oh my God.
Which makes it an absolutely illogical choice for Sheldon as a radiation tracer.
I don't know why he would do that, but he was actually
Sheldon.
He's got infrared cameras set up to do the shuffling pattern. And Leonard comes in and he goes, what's with the infrared? And he goes, oh, I'm just shuffling. I'm just trying to figure out shuffling patterns. And he goes, you might want to shift from.
If you ever think about having children, you might want to switch from briefs to boxers. Your testicles are looking a little warm.
So we find now that Leonard is actually going out to dinner with Priya, and they're having dinner at Tandoori Palace. And of course, I love it how Leonard goes, was it wrong of me to ask you to come to have Indian food? And she goes,
as you call it, food.
And she goes, no, I like Indian food, which we find out that Raj does not like Indian food.
Yeah, we've known that for a while.
Yeah, because I remember at one stage they said, why don't we just go get Indian food? And he goes, ugh. So we find out that Priya, her company has actually offered her a job in Los Angeles. So there is a good chance that she might be able to relocate to LA. And you know, Leonard's absolutely thrilled by this. But of course, and they're on a date in a very nice restaurant. He's dressed up nicely. She's dressed up
sitting
gorgeously.
Next to the window.
And near the window. And then all of a sudden you hear, hi. And we see that Penny is banging furiously on the window to come in to say hi to Priya and Leonard. And Priya's got that look of like, okay, what's going on here? And she comes in, she says, oh, you know, you guys look so nice. And oh, well, by the way, I saved the silk shirt, Priya. I don't know whether he told you. And she's like, no, he didn't tell me. And she says, oh, yeah, I just saved it. But you know, that's our Lenny. And Gooseberry is like, yes, which that is our
Penny
Lenny.
Has never called him Lenny.
Lenny, ever.
Before or since.
No, not at all.
So that and, you can tell how Penny's a little uncomfortable with the situation.
Yeah, and you can see that Priya's still got that that look of like, did you tell her or not? But of course she, and this is something I would be, it would infuriate me. I don't know why it would, but it just, this scene infuriated me. So Penny's standing alongside of Leonard and he goes, oh, she says, so what's the food like here? And grabs some food off of his plate, sticks it in her mouth, starts eating it. And she goes, oh, not bad. And then she goes, oh, sorry, you guys are on a date. And she walks away and Leonard grabs the glass to have a drink. And then you see Penny coming back, going, hot, 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 hot. Wow, that stuff really creeps up on you, doesn't it? And Priya's got this look.
And drinks Leonard's drink.
Yeah. And Priya's got this look on her face like, you didn't tell her, did you? And of course, Leonard's just got that look like, it is pretty spicy, you know, but yeah. We can see that we do see that this it's coming to a head now. And of course, the whole thing angers Priya to such a degree that, you know, she figures out that Leonard never actually fulfilled his, you know, her wish for him to cut ties with Penny. He never went down that path. So unfortunately, that really... Yeah, it's not gonna end well right now. But I still think that Priya is extremely overbearing in the situation to ask him of this. This is not fair.
Yeah, it's rude.
Penny's been around a lot longer than Priya, and just because she's the new bird in the nest doesn't mean that he has to.
Doesn't give her the right to dictate who gets to stay and who goes.
Not at all. And that's the sign. And that is the sign of a very immature person as well, I might add. Yep. So back at the cafeteria, Sheldon claims that he's solved and improved Howard's magic trick. And of course, they're very interested to find out exactly how did he do it?
So Sheldon is there with Raj and Howard.
Yeah. So he does the, he says to.
And
to,
Howard is sitting across from Raj, who is sitting next to Sheldon.
And he says.
So the setup is important.
No, this is.
Yes.
No, sweetie. This is the barcode incident in the cafeteria before they get to that.
Oh, that's
point.
Right. Sheldon's sitting across from Raj.
Yeah. And so he says to Howard, you know, pick a card. And he goes, oh, and bibbidi babbidi boo. And he waves a wand in front of the card and you hear a beep. And Howard's like, what was that? What was the bibbidi boppity and the beep? And he goes, well, the bibbidi boppity boop was the showmanship and the beep was none of your business. And then you hear his phone message go. And he goes, oh, sorry, I'm just getting a text completely unrelated to this card trick.
Oh,
and
look, my dry cleaning's ready.
And your card is the six of clubs. Ta-da! And of course, they figure out that Sheldon has ended up by putting barcodes on the back of each of the cards. And Raj is the first one that calls him out. He goes, hang on, these are all barcodes on the back of the cards. He goes, I'm sorry, I said ta-da.
And the wand was a reader.
Yeah.
But that being said, you know, he scans the barcode with his magic wand. It's already been established that Sheldon has an eidetic memory. Mm-hmm. So for him to memorize the 52 barcodes on the card should be no problem, eliminating the need for the wand and the transmission to his phone.
Oh, that would actually make sense.
Yep. So that's a big sense. Oopsies.
But once again, Howard does say to Raj, okay, like it says to Sheldon, okay, well, I'm going to do this in front of you, does the whole thing. And of course it just stumps Sheldon again. And he's like, okay, that's it. I'm going to go get uranium. So he's completely, he's really get to the point where I'm like, it's driving him nuts. So later we see that Leonard goes over to Penny's apartment and knocks on the door. Obviously it's time that he's going to go and speak to Penny because she's going to go to work. So she said, well, I'm going to go to work, but you can walk down the stairs with me. And as he's walking down the stairs, he says to Penny about the fact that, you know, Penny, right, you know, Priya likes you. Oh, so how did she say it?
But Penny figures out that Priya doesn't want her around.
Yeah. And says,
and Leonard's like, oh, thank God I said it.
Yeah, you didn't say it at all.
You just admitted it.
Yeah, but we see that what happens is that Penny has understood that she needs to keep her distance away from those two. She says, you know, I really like Priya, but obviously, well, we understand that Priya does not like me, so I need to keep my distance, and says, well, how about we just, you know, shake hands and say goodbye. And you do see that Leonard does have that moment of apprehension, like, why should I bow down to Priya when I've already got an established friendship with Penny? But of course, it just it doesn't work, unfortunately, because Penny's now got the understanding that keep her distance away from Leonard, which is not fair. It really isn't.
No, it's not.
So the last scene of this episode is that we're back in the cafeteria and Sheldon is coming in looking very, very depressed. And we've got Raj sitting next to Sheldon and we've got Howard across from them. And they're like, you know, what's the matter? And he goes, well, obviously you can't hack in to the Department of Homeland Security supercomputer without to buy uranium-235 without them tattling to your mother. And he goes, oh, I'm sorry about that. Do you know the trick yet? And he goes,
I think it's hilarious that they called his mother.
I know. But he goes, oh, do you know the trick yet? And he goes, oh, you want me to show you again? So he lays the cards out. This is Howard lays the cards out right in front of Raj. And of course he goes, Raj. And Sheldon goes, no, wait a minute.
Do it on me.
Do me so I know there's no funny business. And he goes, okay. He goes, pick a card. So he picks a card and you see that Raj moves backwards.
So he can see the card.
And he finds out that it's a two of hearts.
And he puts a two over his heart and
does like, a little finger thing. Fingers. Yeah.
Like he's scratching himself. Yeah. And Howard's like, it's the two of hearts. And Sheldon's like, rats.
He goes, right. He goes, I hate you. And he walks out. And I like it how Howard looks at Raj and goes, yeah, he's going to win the Nobel Prize. the episode goes black. And that is the end of this episode. Now, what did we think of the episode? I know for me, I don't like this episode because Priya is asking something completely it's not needed.
No.
It's a nasty little thing to ask your brain.
But it's also not an uncommon thing to see people do in relationships, unfortunately, because not everybody can be an adult about it.
It's insecurity.
Yeah, it is.
I think the more mature you are, the more you understand that there is a possibility to breaking up with somebody. If you break up with somebody amicably, you know, my ex-wife went down the path of being an absolute shit to me. But I have never, ever said, and I have said this to my son many times, I've never, ever said that I would not be friends with her if she was mature enough to actually handle that. Yeah. But she's not mature enough. But in saying that, if I had a ex-girlfriend that I was still very friendly with and I met you, I don't think you'd be immature enough to say, I want you to sever all ties with her. There's no reason to even think that there's a possibility of me getting back together with her. For the simple fact that I would already be with you. So, you know, you need to have a little bit of trust in that person. And as I said, with Leonard, there is no trust issue whatsoever. He is 100% genuinely with one person.
Well, he's a guy like you.
I'll take that as a compliment. Yeah. Because
it was meant that way.
Because Leonard is a one woman guy. He doesn't go, he doesn't cheat. He doesn't go behind her back. He is one woman person. And so with Priya saying, I want you to, you know, sever it with Penny, it's not needed. You don't need to do that. And that's why I don't like Priya, unfortunately. I don't have anything against the actress, but I just don't like the character that she's portraying. And I think that speaks volumes, as I said, about Priya rather than anyone else. So,
you know, and I appreciate Penny and her trying to be supportive of Leonard in this new relationship. She's actually really great about that.
She's very mature.
And I think but I like that moment in the last interaction when Penny says goodbye, Leonard, and walks out, that you can see it in both of them, that they both still want to have a connection with each other.
Yeah. And I think, you know, when you see Leonard saying, you know, Penny, wait, you know, he is trying to say, this is not fair, Penny. This is not fair that that she's asking this of me. You know, we've been in, you know, we're not in a relationship, but we are together in a friendship capacity. It's not fair. And I shouldn't be bowing down to her you know, wants and needs.
No, but it is fun to watch the gang up on Sheldon.
Oh yeah. Sheldon is just, he's just completely gullible on this card trick, but I just love the fact that
how it just never occurs to him that they're all in on it.
Yeah. But I love the fact they're all in on trying to just stump Sheldon and to try and stump someone like Sheldon, you have to get up pretty early in the morning to do it. So
you do.
Very, very impressed on that one. So yes.
Okay. So if anyone is following along, we had 3 Caltech lunches, a mystery takeaway, and the other restaurant, which was the Tandoori Palace.
Yes.
And our Chuck Lorre Productions number 335. We tell ourselves stories. We weave together different plot lines, wondering if the outcome of the story might be different were we to have done or said something other than what we have done or said, all the while knowing that the various alternative outcomes are just more stories. Fiction's meant to distract us from what's actually happening. And so we pause from weaving and commence breathing gently and non-judgmentally, saying hello to what is. Oy vey.
Oh my goodness, that's a very involved little...
That's a rather deep one.
Yes, it certainly is. Now, this week's question is going to be along the lines of the restaurant at the Tangerine Palace. Do you like spicy food?
No.
Kat does not like spicy food. I can take it or leave it. I can eat spicy food.
My tummy doesn't like it.
Your tummy doesn't like it. But I must admit, I do like the odd occasional spicy food. So that's this week's question. Do you like spicy food? As I said, I'm not too bad with it, but I'm very curious to see if our listeners, maybe Rob from San Antonio, Texas, can say that.
I bet he likes spicy food.
Texans are a breed above the rest of the planet, so we're going to go with that.
Yeah, it's a totally different country in Texas.
Yeah, but I tell you what, I do want to visit Texas. I think that would be awesome to go.
Yeah, the Alamo is amazing. Austin is one of my favorite cities. But the riverfront shopping area in San Antonio is just amazing.
Well, when we go to Texas, I want a genuine Texan hat.
Okay.
Cowboy hat.
Okay.
Got to get.
That's maybe I bought my cowboy hat in Austin.
Oh, and maybe some cowboy boots too.
Oh, you love cow. They are so comfortable.
Yeah, because Kat and I do go to rodeos on the odd occasion when they're here. So we do like our rodeos, and I absolutely love country music. I've never used to love country music. I've always been a hard rock and heavy metal fan and stuff like that. But I have grown to an appreciation of country music. So, yes. So this week's question, do you like spicy food? PerpetualMotionSquad00@gmail.com. If you want to send that to me, or you can just answer it directly on Spotify.
Yep, totally. Totally.
All right. Well, that's all I've got to talk about today.
Okay. Well, thank you for everybody for joining us. And you've told us where they can find us.
Absolutely.
Okay. So we want to thank everybody again for being part of PMS. And if you haven't already, please leave us a like and a review wherever you listen to podcasts. And if you know anyone else who loves the Big Bang Theory like we do, please have them along. We'd love to have them as part of the conversation. Okay. They can't hear you nodding, honey.
Oh, yes, they can. They know. And if anyone wants to know what I'm wearing today.
I knew you were going to say that.
I know that there are some couple of people that sit there and go, yes, we want to know what he's wearing. So this week I'm wearing my all-time favorite band's t-shirt, Kiss. So I'm wearing the End of the Road World Tour t-shirt. Thank you.
Okay. And we look forward to seeing you next time. And in the meantime, we'll catch up with you at the Cheesecake Factory.
Mega Force forever.
Oh, wrong podcast, honey.
Music and mythology, Einstein and astrology, it all started with a big bang.